tonight. This week's episode of Magnified, we're joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Nelson of Agent Fire. How's it going, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Been wanting to get you on here for a little while, but I just didn't get around to asking, so I'm glad we connected and got this done. I always let the guests kind of introduce themselves, so I'll let you kind of give us a little 30-second pitch on who you are, what you're doing, and we'll kind of get into it.
Yeah, I'm Nelson Quest. I'm the CEO of Agent Fire. Started the company in 2013. Got a little over 50 employees now. Doing pretty well. Got a lot of cool features we're working on. A lot of new hires we're making, especially with respect to like customer support and just building a community. That's kind of a big thing for the next 3 months. We have a big sprint there. Aside from that, I try to climb the tallest mountain in every country in the world. I box. I'm an amateur boxer with a 4-0 record at the ripe age of 38 years old. Got a beautiful wife, dance salsa. Got a lot of interesting hobbies.
I did not know about the boxing. I'd love to hear a bit more about that. How'd you get into that?
I just decided my mindset is shifting now to where I feel like I'm trying to learn as much as I can to give to my children. And I definitely want my children fighting from a very young age. Whether or not they want to pursue that professionally is a separate issue. But so I want to be able to just reach the highest. I like any sort of thing that allows me to express myself. And so boxing, like if you're watching boxing on the surface, and this will be actually maybe useful information for anyone watching this webinar, but a lot of these, like boxing on the surface, like a lot of these things on the surface just seem like, so boxing, normal person watches boxing, they just see guys fighting. Maybe they feel it's a little bit brutal, but really in all sports and any area where you can reach really high levels, that's professionally as well in business, whether it's real estate, marketing, whatever. Once you start to get to those higher levels, you realize it's, you can apply the lessons that you learn there pretty much anywhere else. So with boxing, when you start to get to the really high levels, then you start to understand that then, you know, Bruce Lee has a really good way of explaining the process of learning. And so at first you are just copying, right? So you have a teacher, you have people that you're watching on YouTube, and you're basically imitating the things that they're recommending that you do. And you're trying to imitate to the best of your ability, right? Then you reach a certain level where, you know, at the higher levels, that's where you've mastered the foundations, you've mastered the basics, and that's where you can start to kind of put in your essence, right? Like a really high level boxer is going to have a unique style. A boxer that's just starting out is going to look like everyone else. They're going to look maybe even sloppy if they're just starting out, right? But once they start to get the basics, they're still going to look like everyone else. It's only when they have mastered the foundations and begin to kind of implement their essence where you start to see their unique style developing. And that's the same in real estate. It's the same in business. Every real estate agent that's at a really high level, you're going to see has a unique style. So boxing is one of the ways that I'm able to kind of explore the nuances of that.
Yeah, and I guess the other way of looking at it too is that the idea of, you know, practice, and then it becomes instinct. So you can apply that to business too, right? I mean, the most famous one is probably obviously not boxing, but in MMA, Conor McGregor against Jose Aldo, right? You see him in the locker room beforehand practicing the exact move that he finished Aldo with in like 13 seconds.
Sure.
It really is, you know, you can apply that to business too, right? Like you have to put the practice in to make something become instinctual. So I love that you're doing that. I've kind of flirted with the idea of doing it too much, but it gets in the way of my soccer time. So I can't do two sports at once.
Yeah, you got to also, time is limited. So you got to pick, but I try to pick things that are all complementary. So I already work out at least 2 hours a day. So that's another thing too. Working out, a lot of real estate agents really struggle with working out. Cardio sucks, you know, going to a gym and just sitting on an elliptical machine for an hour while you watch a TV sucks. You know, why wouldn't you take that hour and just practice boxing? Or practice a skill that you can improve on over time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So let's take it back to the beginning. I understand you had a company before Agent Fire, right? I forget the name of that.
I had Cogent Web Services. I mean, basically, you know, my path is I started as a, I didn't know that I was going to be a business owner. I thought I would just go to school for, I graduated with a degree in economics. I was going to work at a bank. You know, I was my perspective, the perspective that was kind of instilled in me from my parents, was that if I wanted to be successful, I had to be either a doctor, a banker, or a lawyer. But from a very young age, I loved computers, very introverted. I still don't have friends, but I definitely never had friends growing up. So I was just, you know, summers, I was just, you know, in my room in the darkness, just kind of playing games and trying to build things and trying to do cool things. I had my first website when I was 13 years old. So so I went to school for a degree in economics. I was going to start a real estate business with my dad. That didn't work, but I built a website for that business, and that kind of rekindled my love of just technology and design in particular. I think it's probably my favorite aspect of technology, like useful design. And so that website that I'd built for the company that never went anywhere, won an award on the platform that I built it on. And then so I had other, I had real estate agents start contacting me, asking me if I could build them something similar. And that kind of was where Agentify, that was the genesis of everything, really.
Yeah, you guys have been in business how long now? It's like 10 years and change?
Since 2013. But, first 5 years was just me and a bunch of Filipino dudes just slinging it.
Yeah, see, I was actually a customer. I've been an Agentify customer twice. I was a broke real estate agent, so I had to keep stopping.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I came across Showcase too. And I remember you were very focused on, and I don't know how much it still is, but it was very focused on like hyperlocal marketing. I remember that very vividly. Is that something you identified pretty early on, that was a niche area? Or?
Yeah, and it continues to still be one of the ways that we, you know, our website's really, the way that the website has evolved is now it really needs to demonstrate what makes that agent or team or brokerage special. It really needs to be more like an online business card, something you want to use to leverage social proof, something you want to use to demonstrate your mastery of a specific hyperlocal market. And that was something I identified early on. Agentfire actually started, you know, what made Agentfire was that it had this hyperlocal area content system, was the original name of the feature that I called it. But that's kind of how Agentfire started, was basically just real estate websites with this one feature. And that was Agentfire. And that's what justified charging a monthly fee and then just built from there. So
yes, talk a little bit about the business model with Agentfire, not in terms of on the back end, but the front end. So there's different what I love about you guys is that you offer so many different options, not so many options, you offer different options for different budgets, and so it's very accessible for agents at any level or any stage in their career.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, our goal, the way that I see things is most agents have some experience with a traditional all-in-one real estate solution. And my position and this has been my position for many years now, is that those solutions are really obsolete. And they're certainly more and more obsolete as time goes by, because with an all-in-one, you have a limited amount of ways that you can scale it. You get the whole box at once, and then and they don't do anything in that box particularly well. Whereas the new generation, the next wave is just seamless integrations. So, you know, from my perspective, it's like Agentfire, we do the website and the features in the website better than anyone else. And then why would we try to build a CRM, you know, when we can just integrate with a company like Follow Up Boss, even in the case of IDX, you know, we integrate with Showcase IDX. We have all sorts of add-ons and seamless integrations that we offer so that anyone can come on board and basically get the exact solution that they're looking for. And then they can continue to scale over time. If they don't like one of those things that they've integrated, they can just kill that without losing everything. You know, with an all-in-one, if you don't like what you got, you got to kill the whole thing and try to find another all-in-one. With us, it's more of a systemized approach to building a complete functioning system where you can easily interchange any of the individual components of that system, because that's really what every real estate agent is trying to build, is just a system. It's a system that works.
Yeah. Have you noticed you guys have done thousands of sites. Have you noticed a common trend with agents that seem to have more success and the amount of use of the website? Because a lot of agents will set their websites up and then just kind of leave it and not do anything. They use it as a business card. What have you noticed that agents have done in terms of like setting up certain things on their website or using it for follow-up and that kind of thing?
We definitely have agents that are succeeding way more than the standard agent. And really, it's really basic stuff. It's you know, first and foremost, making sure that the website is a social proof, so that someone, even if you're a brand new agent, we have a our biggest case study that we've ever done with a client. His name is Jeff Bray. He's out of the Sarasota, Florida area, which is one of the Sarasota, Florida is actually the most competitive area in the entire nation from a like technology real estate perspective. Like PPC is the highest there, and so he was a brand new agent. He set up the website to he came to us basically looking for us to give him social proof, even though he didn't have any. So
right.
You can check out his site. It's what is his site? OasisGroupFL.com. But
you know what? I've read this case study actually.
Okay,
I've seen that site. So, yeah,
And he's killing it. And basically, what he does is his big thing is Zillow leads, and then he leverages the website into each of those leads. So if it's a buyer lead, he's got a great page for sellers, and it's not just your standard. There's no lorem ipsum text. There's nothing generic on there. Like he's got an actual unique offer for sellers. I think actually what he's doing is he has an offer for sellers where they can sell their home without moving out of it yet. So the Sarasota market is really hot, continues to be hot. And so he's got an offer where they can sell their home, but then it doesn't close until they've found the next home that they're going to live in. So anyway, he's got something unique, which
that's cool.
No other agent in the area, or if they're offering it, they're not marketing it the way that he is. Same for his buyer page. I mean, he lists out unique things that he's doing for his market that nobody else is doing. All of his social proof stuff is on there. And he was just messaging me the other day that he got like a $2.5 million sight unseen land deal from a Chinese buyer through a Zillow lead. Just from leveraging his website into the conversation and leveraging it for social proof, because it's obviously a relocation buyer in another country, doesn't have any idea who any of these agents are. And Jeff's website was basically what helped him to win that deal.
Awesome. You know, you guys have continued to grow in what's considered a down market. What do you think the reason is for that?
Oh man, down markets are like the best for us. We killed it during COVID. And the reason being is that a lot of, you know, when we're continually moving more and more towards the upper end of the market, so we still have an entry level option, but really where we want to be is top performing agents and teams. And so when the market goes down is when these guys like finally have some time, some time and urgency to focus on their website.
Yeah.
So we always capitalize markets.
Yeah, and I guess the other idea might be that in down markets, you kind of weed out the agents that weren't in it to be in it. They were just in it because it was a good time.
Down markets weed out low performing agents. I don't know if you've seen anything about this NAR lawsuit. I think that's going to weed out some you know, weekend agents
So I want to talk about the good stuff first, but I mean after this. But what kind of have you done anything in terms of adding new features or new ideas that just didn't work along the way of growing? You know, because you've been in business for so long now, surely everything hasn't been a hit. What kind of mistakes have you made and learned from?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we have. I don't know. I forget them so quickly that
that's good.
Yeah, nothing recently. I think when you start to get to higher levels in this game, you can see into the gray area. So I can see with pretty reliable accuracy where everything is going, where Agent Fire needs to pivot, what sort of features we need. Obviously, there's a lot of feedback from the community that we leverage for that. But also at the same time, I can just see where things are going. And I think when you get to a high level in any industry, you can see into the gray area. I mean, I hope this doesn't sound callous, but I don't really make many mistakes.
That's good.
Yeah, where we're going.
On the flip side, what kind of stuff have you introduced that have been absolute smashes in terms of features, or you know, what do agents tend to gravitate to?
We got a new like Find Your Neighborhood feature. So this is really good. It's highly customizable. Basically, it's a neighborhood quiz. So especially for agents that do a lot of relocation business, or they're working with someone that just doesn't know like where their next home is where it should be, you know, based on their specific demographic situation or life situation. So it's basically a quiz where they can go through the quiz. They can put in if they have a family, how important schools are, how important nightlife is. They can put in all sorts of things, and then from there, we have this logic built in the back end. So it's really easy for the agent to set up, and we have a customer success person that'll be on the call with them to set it up. And then when it's done, it's just a great tool for them to use with, especially with buyer leads, for them to be able to simultaneously provide value and demonstrate expertise. Because at the end, again, it'll spit out, if that wasn't already obvious, you know, they go through the quiz and at the end it spits out the neighborhood that's most ideal for them.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good idea. You kind of touched on it there, and I don't expect you to kind of give away the secret sauce and any future plans, but you know, one of the things I was going to ask you is, where do you think the industry and agent fire is going to be in the next 5 to 10 years? How do you see it changing and evolving?
Ooh, 10 years, I'm not sure. I think my powers of seeing into the gray area go about 1 to 2 years out. AI is definitely going to transform everything. So that's something that we're currently leveraging into everything. And we have like a top AI guy. Our chief product officer, his name is Luke Belcourt. We just made sure that he's made every investment to making sure that he's at the forefront of everything AI related. We're actually even building a small AI team. All of our developers are required to do AI training every week. And we're building out our own sort of internal like AI infrastructure where we'll be able to leverage AI in every aspect of the AgentFire product. So that's obviously the big thing. That's the obvious thing. You know, for any agents that are watching too, I would just make a recommendation. This is something I share with friends and family, which is you should be using ChatGPT like pretty much every hour. So pretty much every hour. you know, you should be, you know, as an example, I use it for pretty much anytime I have to write an important email, I use it. Now, if I'm posting a job, I'll use it. And it's like an hour long process of collaborating with ChatGPT, asking it questions, asking it for it to improve things that I've created. I use it for literally everything. Even the other day, I have a bunch of supplements, vitamin supplements that I take. And I put in every supplement that I take. I put in all the recent results that I've gotten from my blood tests. And then I asked it to just do like a comprehensive analysis to see if are there any supplements that are, you know, maybe I shouldn't be taking, or maybe that I'm doubling up on supplements because two of them might have the same ingredients, or based on my blood work, what supplements should I be adding? Like I was able to do like a really comprehensive health analysis, like just spending a couple hours with ChatGPT. Also, just if you guys use Evernote or Notion, or if you have any way to, whatever your system is for taking notes, that's going to be really important for the future as well, because eventually that's going to be the source that AI pulls from to be able to get you information. So does that make sense, or should I clarify that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there's no reason to not be using ChatGPT for most things, right?
Yeah, because you want to start conditioning your brain to use it, right? It's the whole cyborg thing. You know, like technically, if humans, just by using reading glasses are cyborgs, but you know, more and more technologies are being introduced that if we learn how to think in a way that allows us to most take advantage of them, we're going to have advantage over everyone else. So just anyone watching, man, if you're not using ChatGPT like pretty much every hour, at least daily, you're falling behind.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the time saver, and it just frees up mental space for things that maybe AI couldn't do that will end up making you more money. That's the way I look at it, right? Instead of taking an hour to write a neighborhood guide, you can have ChatGPT do it, send some prompts at it.
2 seconds. And then you can even give it additional context. You can just copy something from an article that you like and say, hey, incorporate this into the description, and then you can just keep that tab open so that later on, if you need to reference that with a client that you're talking to about the neighborhood, you can just have a tab specifically for information about a neighborhood that also has a lot of your own inputs and your own unique, you know, hyperlocal context. So yeah, it's like a second brain, and especially once you start to think in ChatGPT, that's where the doors really start to open.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit to the business side of AgentFire. You mentioned for the first few years, it was just you and you were outsourcing stuff. When did you start to hire people? Who did you look to hire? What did scaling look like for the first 10 to 15 hires?
I mean, I think, you know, the most difficult thing, and this is the barrier that everyone needs to overcome if they want to truly scale themselves, is the first difficult hire. So, you know, when I was hiring people for just, you know, $5 an hour, that's not a difficult hire. The first difficult hire is someone that you're going to be paying, you know, 80 to 100K or you know, a significant percentage of whatever your profit currently is. So at the time for me, that was, I was basically going to be paying them 100% of the money that I was that I was earning and paying myself, because the business was just starting out, had a lot of expenses. And so, yeah, as soon as I was able to afford to hire someone and basically shut my, my income became zero, maybe even negative a little bit every month. But that's the first difficult hire. And it's very easy to rationalize out of that hire, you know, oh, I can just do this stuff myself. And it, thinking that you could just do things yourself is the way to just stay small. So, yeah, once that flip switched and I made my first difficult hire, then it just became really easy to make more difficult hires. And then you start to realize, oh, I can hire people and now they're doing all the things that I used to be doing. So now I can do other things and I can actually focus on things that are going to grow the company way more. And yeah, it just goes from there.
Yeah. How do you kind of maintain the culture? Because you guys are mostly remote. That's right.
Yeah. Our culture is awesome. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of just like a very direct culture. So like we won't hire anyone if they're, if we don't think they're a good culture fit. So meaning if they're like sensitive or easily offended, and that's not to say that we say things that are offensive, but we just don't want, you know, we don't have any drama. Like we're all cool. We all just want to work hard, make money, have fun you know, not let you know, stupid emotions get in the way of that.
No, and I can attest to that, you know, having to, I deal with probably 10 or 15 of your guys and girls on a daily basis, and everyone to a T is a, you know, just great person, always grateful, appreciative and polite. Is that something you look for, those qualities, or is that kind of secondary to the skills that they have and the roles that you're looking for?
Yeah, I would say just skills in general, attitude.
Yeah.
Skills and general attitude. So we have a lot of Serbians actually. And they're my favorite. Like, so that, and I think I went to go visit a bunch of them. This was my first year going to Serbia, and I met 15 of us. And I think just the way that they grew up, cause they grew up just kind of knowing war, like, you know, that's kind of part of the culture. Yeah. And so they're a lot harder. They're fun. But they're also extremely loyal, extremely dedicated. They just get things done. They don't make excuses. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Serbian work ethic. And yeah, we have, that's why we have so many employees there. And that's actually one of the first places I look when we need to hire someone.
That's pretty funny. Now I'm thinking about all of their names and that makes sense.
Yeah. They're awesome.
So do you have plans to ever move into other industries now that, or do you feel like there's still so much more to do in real estate before you would think about that?
I mean, I have like grand plans. So again, I try not to think more than a couple of years out from the present day, but, I for sure, Agent Fire, we could theoretically take into other industries. Like we have a whole, website builder / editor that we've built and all the features, you know, we could go into the mortgage industry pretty easily. So, I mean, there's some pretty like obvious verticals that we could, we could go into. And then, you know, as far as me personally, professionally, I have some big dreams. Agent Fire won't be the last thing I do.
Yeah. Well, certainly a big one for now. Like I said, big fan of the work you guys do. And, you know, I spent my own personal money on it. So if that doesn't say enough,
I didn't know that.
It's been a while now since the last time, but, you know, and obviously being partners with you guys with Showcase, you know, we love working with you guys and, love seeing you continue to grow and hope it continues for a lot longer. Where can people find you personally? If you want them to find you, where, agentfire.com is obviously the first place. What's your Instagram?
Instagram.com/NelsonQuest, QUEST. And then I'm also on YouTube. I actually had for a while, I had the fastest growing personal development channel in Spanish speaking countries. I haven't uploaded there in a while. I will resume there soon. Just Agent Fire stuff is pretty time consuming. But you can find me on YouTube too. Nelson Quest.
Awesome. All right, appreciate you coming on, man. That was great. I'm sure there's a lot of wisdom people can take from that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll speak soon.